The San Juan County Sheriff and two of his deputies will remain on the job for now. All three men were charged Friday with criminal misconduct and obstructing an investigation. KOER's Whitney Evans reports.
The San Juan County Commission said Monday they will not place Sheriff Rick Eldridge, Chief Deputy Alan Freestone, and Deputy Rob Wilcox on administrative leave. The Utah Attorney General's office filed charges against all three county employees in district court last week. But San Juan County Commissioner Bruce Adams said removing three employees from an office of 11 could pose a safety risk to the community.
We have an obligation to preserve the health, safety, and welfare of the citizens of the county. And in order to do that, we need to keep these folks on the payroll.
According to charging documents, Sheriff Eldridge allegedly pointed an unloaded assault rifle at a sheriff's office employee. He'd had a previous altercation with the employee, and when the employee complained, Eldridge assigned Chief Deputy Freestone to investigate. The document alleges Freestone did not conduct a proper investigation, and he and Wilcox provided false information to the Utah Attorney General's office during its investigation. Cameron Noel is sheriff of Beaver County and president of the Utah Sheriff's Association. He agrees with the commission's decision. Here he speaks specifically about Eldridge.
He is an elected official. He is a citizen of his community, and he has a right to be considered innocent until proven guilty.
This makes two Utah sheriffs who've been charged with a crime in 2 weeks. In Daggett County, five jail employees, including the sheriff, are facing charges for mistreating inmates. Whitney Evans, KUER News.